Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NYX South Pass Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com. And you just punch in the NYX South Pass Break Show, and you will get every single stinking show that we've ever done. And they're all good, and we're into our third year, and it's a lot of fun because we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And before we get started, I want to mention one thing. July 6th, since we will not have a show next week, next Monday, July 4th, will take off. On July 6th is the world-famous NoHo's Sports Lunch in Portland, Portland, Oregon, 4627 Northeast Fremont. And we really got to get Hop, Chavka, and Broadus there at this thing because Cliff Wagner is a regular there along with his associate head coach, Brian Stamm. So what do you think about that, Trevor Hop, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College? Will we see you at some point at that sports lunch?
You know, at some point, I would love to make the trip up there, no doubt about it. It sounds like a great event and something I should definitely work into my calendar. So I don't know about the next Wednesday, but maybe in the future here we can work something out.
And you know what's very interesting is it is a great event because it's great because of the people that attend. And it invariably, the last standing table usually is talking basketball. And it usually involves Cliff. So he's always surrounded there with people talking basketball. And Trevor, speaking of basketball, I'm going to ask everybody, I usually do ask them one or two same questions tonight. What advice would you give to somebody that wants to get into basketball coaching? No matter what level, besides the fact that you got to pay your dues.
Yeah, you know, there's something to be said about that, just paying your dues. And I think, just take on any job that would be out there that you think you could learn from somebody and latch on to them and just be a learner, be a giver. Be there for the players, spend a lot of time with them, but spend a lot of time learning from the coach that you'd be working with, I think is important. And then around this time of the year, you know, I think one of the cool things to do would be to get out and work some basketball camps that are out there. I think that's a great way to meet people and learn and network and get out and about and be seen. So those are a couple things, but boy, you got to be willing to do just about any job. No job can be too big for you out there. And keep learning, too. Just definitely keep learning.
Yeah, it's interesting you say work in camps because my great friend, a friend of the entire family, the Kopp family, Tyler Kopp, played at Union, terrific player there, and he went to St. Martin's to be a senior this year. And he actually wants to coach Trevor, and he's working a ton of camps this year. And this summer, and he says that's the best thing he's ever done. So, that is pretty terrific. Second question I'm going to ask everybody tonight, Trevor, is talk a little bit about the importance of game preparation. And from your position as an outstanding coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College, how much goes into scouting and how much do you relay that information to your players?
Yeah, you know, it kind of evolves as the season goes on. Early on, we're probably not going to scout our opponents too much, and we're talking games in early November and really into early December, where we're more worried about ourselves and just trying to get our – make sure we're doing things that we need to be doing, whether it's offense, defense, out-of-bounds plays, stuff like that. But as conference rolls around – I think that's where, at least for us, that we definitely spend a lot more time with scouting, film work, you know, talking about our opponents, you know, but even through that, throughout my years, we've kind of shortened up our scouting reports, and we'll watch a little bit of film on an opponent, talk about them, you know, what's their main defense, who's some of their best scorers, and what do they do, you know, right hand, left hand, but what are some of their moves, keep it pretty basic. And then once again, we're kind of always worried about ourselves, but we'll always watch tape on ourselves throughout the year. But it kind of evolves and kind of grows. And I think in conference, the scouting gets a little more in depth as opposed to the early on when we're just, you know, really trying to get everybody in the right direction.
And, you know, it's interesting. When I refereed for such a long time, and it wasn't nearly as sophisticated a video at that time because I think it was in black and white only when I was refereeing Prepper. But the fact of the matter is that I would always watch the tape of a game I did, and I got to say this, I always would do better than I thought I did. I think it can be a confidence builder, I imagine, for players as well.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that, showing guys themselves doing things good, and definitely want to accentuate the positives and hey, you know, watch how we ran this play or look at this defensive possession and as a group or sometimes even as individuals, bring them in and say, look at this and look at what you did here. And I think that really can help with confidence. I think you're right on with that. That's a good thing to do.
Trevor, in closing, what do you got going yourself? I know you're always looking for ways to improve your coaching. What do you got going in the next month that you're looking forward to that will make you a better basketball coach?
Sure. Well, actually, we just finished up our little basketball camp last week. So we had 50 campers on our campus in last week's afternoon. And so that was a lot of fun having a lot of students student athletes running around out there. So that was good for us. And then, what is it? Early July, I'm heading down to Las Vegas and I'm going to spend a couple days at the Coaching U Live, coaching conference. And then I'm going to try to, hopefully I'm going to squeeze in a day of, trying to get into the, NBA Summer League and try to watch some of those games while I'm down there. So, that's, I think, in the second week in July I got that planned, so pretty excited about that.
Very good. Great job for usual leading us off tonight. We'll talk to you again on July the 11th as we take next week off. Have a great 4th of July weekend, Trevor.
Hey, thanks a lot. You too. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Off, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to beautiful Eugene, Oregon. The home of Lane Community College, and talk to their head boss on the men's side, Bruce Jovka. Now, Bruce, are you going to get up to one of these sports lunches? You know, I mean, this is a good one for you to get up. You got nothing going on July 6th.
July 6th. You know, I think my rugrat is going to be with me. My daughter just turned 12, so I think we're planning that week to spend a week in Eugene, but we'll see if she can't make it or time plans change. I'd probably love to go up there anytime there's food and good camaraderie and stuff like that. I'm all game for that stuff, so I'll have to.
It's a family affair, so feel free to bring her. It's a family oriented event, so feel free to bring her up. She'll probably enjoy a trip. Then you can take her shopping in Portland and blow all your money that you made. So
No doubt.
Hey, what advice would you, Bruce, you're an outstanding coach, well-respected, and Phil, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to get into basketball coaching?
Well, that's a loaded question, and I think, you know, a lot of young guys, they ask me, you know, University of Oregon's here. Our community college has a good number of students, and I get that question quite a bit. And, you know, I sort of ask them, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to be, you know, they all want to be on TV, be D1, and it's shoot for the moon kind of thing, and it's tough. But, you know, I think stability-wise, if you want to make a career of it and have some good stability – you know, being a high school teacher first and then, you know, being a coach second is something that I always talk about to young people. You know, everybody, like I said, wants to be on TV and be the next Roy Williams or Dean Smith or, you know, Bobby Huggins, that kind of thing. But it's tough, you know, you got to get to know people. I think when I was in grad school a long, long time ago in Northern Colorado, Don Meyer got inducted to the Hall of Fame there. And, you know, I sought him out and wanted like 2 minutes of his time. And, you know, I told him, been in college coaching for 2 years and want to stay in it. Do you have any advice for me? And he said, it's all who you know. It's not what you know. So I guess along those lines, you better get to know as many people as you can. I tuned in right when you said something about working a lot of basketball camps, and that's a great way to meet people. Because, you know, it's all about the relationships and developing those relationships. I think, you know, I think you got to get it across to young people that you don't contact somebody just when you need something from them. You got to develop that rapport and that relationship of, hey, how you doing? What's going on? How's your team look? All that stuff. You know, you got to set yourself up for, you know, having a good relationship, and maybe down the road they'll hire you. And one thing is, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while to cultivate relationships and build those relationships and, you know, get to know people. So I think that's the biggest thing, is trying to figure out if you can get to know a lot of people and present yourself well and that kind of thing. So I think that's a big thing.
What about game preparation, Bruce? We're talking about that tonight. Scouting, how do you handle that? And I'll throw this in. Is it easier? Because coaches don't really turn over that much in the NWAC. I think there's only one new coach in the Southern region this year.
So your question is it easier if you're coaching against the same guys every year?
That is correct. You got that right. You listen good.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it is. You know, I mean, you sort of know what the SWAC coach wants to do or what the Chemeketa coach wants to do, that kind of thing. But a lot of it is personnel. You know, you try to figure out a kid's go-to move and if he has a counter move, and you really want to share that, especially in conference with your team. And to sort of backtrack, scouting is great, and preparation, walkthroughs, film, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, as a leader, you got to figure out how much is your team retaining. You know, I mean, I've been in situations where we've had a lot of stuff for them, or I was an assistant coach where we'd have 4, 5, 6 pages of a scouting report. And you know, I think the really good coaches, they always talk about one page. Let's simplify it for them as much as possible. You know, let's show film on the other team. Let's talk about individual tendencies, team tendencies. But I think at the end of the day, as a leader, you got to make sure that your team is comprehending, you know, what the heck you're trying to tell them. I think if you give them too much, you might be in trouble. And we just try to keep things as simple as possible, and because we want to make sure our guys are retaining that stuff. I mean, I went to this is so old, long time ago. I went to an Oregon walkthrough when Luke Jackson was playing. They were down. I was living in the Bay Area, and they played at Stanford. And they went over a million Stanford plays for an hour and a half. And the next day, they just came out and got blasted by 25. So obviously, not much was retained, you know, with that group. But it's just, the thing is, you got to make sure your guys understand what's up, and maybe giving them one or two things as a concept of the opposing team's doing, and then maybe a move and a counter move that the guy you're guarding is going to do. I think they got to understand and comprehend what, you know, what you're trying to get across to them. So that's more important than the long scouting reports or the long film sessions, that kind of stuff.
Hey, we got a little less than 2 minutes, Bruce, in your segment. What about what's on tap for you in the next couple weeks? I know you're going to have your great daughter with you, and that's always the most important thing. But anything basketball related?
Well, currently I just finished up the first day of Oregon individual camp, so got home and threw my feet up on the table, and my feet are screaming at me. And the next 2 days are going to be the long days. I think we go from 8 to 9 kind of deal, and I got that going on. And then just got a big shipment of videos in. I had to use some money, use it or lose it kind of thing. So I got 10 videos ordered. They came in actually today with a few books. And then I think at the end of the month, I'm going to do the China trip again. I think last year I coached a team, 10 guys that played here in the United States and took them over to China. And I think we played maybe 8 games. And I think we're going to do that. I got invited to do that again. So that's something to look forward to. And recharge. I want to recharge. I got a bunch of goals I'm going to try to get done and recharge a little bit. And as you would say, to use your vocabulary, it's going to be here before we know it. So trying to sharpen the saw this summer and see what happens.
It is going to be here before we know it. And you're always going to be on this program. And I appreciate that. And thank you, Bruce. I have a great 2 weeks, a great holiday, and we'll talk to you again on July 11th.
Happy 4th of July, and wear your sunblock, buddy.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, the admin's coach at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. Now let's swing up to my birthplace. Tony Broaddus is the head men's coach at Portland Community College, a great city, Portland. Tony, how you doing tonight? And we need a home run report. Have you knocked one over the fences yet?
No, not literally in softball, no. But I'm trying to knock them out in life every day, Greg. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Our pleasure. You're going to be on forever, just like all the rest of the coaches, until I die, and I hope that's not too soon. Tony, let me ask you, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to get into basketball coaching?
Well, you know, I'd ask them, what are they doing? Why do they want to get involved? Because, you know, to see if it's for the right reasons. Because if it's for the money, then they're already in for the wrong reasons. If it's because they really love the game, then, you know, I'd start to talk to them. And if they wanted to become a coach, I guess the next thing I would ask them is, you know, in what level? Because there's a lot of ways you can get involved in basketball, and there are all some neat opportunities. Like, just for example, stat keeping. And I talk to guys all the time about, you know, if you really love basketball, there's different avenues. You don't have to be a player, and you can only be a player. But anyway, I'd talk to them about ways to get involved, and I'd really emphasize volunteering. You know, finding a place where there's some good stuff going on in a program and seeing if you can volunteer and maybe be the team manager or something, just to get your foot in the door, where you can learn from some coaches that know what they're doing and they have high ethics.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. A team manager can do a lot. Alex Kirk was the team manager at the University of Portland. He's turned out to be a pretty darn good coach at Clark, and a lot of that's happened with a lot of people. So, hey, Tony, I wanted to ask you about game preparation. And you know, I kind of really cut my teeth on basketball with Art Berman at Cleveland High School and Ted Wilson, the world-famous, really literally world-famous coach at Linfield. And, you know, Ted Wilson used to like to do film by showing – when was the last game that you played the team you were playing, even if it was like 5 years ago. We had that unique concept. How about your game preparation? How do you like to handle that?
Well, you know, I like to go in depth as a coach and with my staff, to the point where, you know, we're going to watch the games, their last couple games the team has played. We're definitely going to watch them when we played them, if we played them previously. But it's a balance on how much you're going to show the guys, you know, because their attention span is not that long, and you don't have it like the NBA where they can just splice everything and have it all set up for you. So we've got to try to balance. We're going to definitely show the last time we played them to the guys so we can see what was effective. And then we want to watch some of their last game, you know, so you got to do that. And then you're going to walk through some of their favorite sets, you know, during your practice time. But we're really a team that definitely respects what everybody does, and we're going to talk about it, but we're going to focus on ourselves for the most part.
Tony, I got to throw this in. I don't know, it just dawned on my mind about becoming a basketball coach, because you'll love this. I was standing talking with Coach Campbell, Jerry Campbell, one of the outstanding coaches ever in high school in this state, at Roosevelt mainly, and somebody come up to him and ask him if they wanted to be a basketball coach. Obviously, they didn't know too much about basketball, and you know how he was so deadpan with that great sense of humor. He says, you know what, I would suggest you become a physics teacher. It was very good. Hey, Tony, what are you doing this summer? I know you're playing softball. I know you love your family. You got a lot of reunions going on and stuff, but to make you a better basketball coach.
Well, studying. You know, I've still got a bunch of games that I taped during the year that I didn't get a chance to watch that I still have. And then I'm trying to become a better personal trainer. You know, I've got some good stuff over the years that I feel real good about that I can help develop players. But, you know, the technology now and the things that are out there are really good. So I'm trying to do a little more of that with some guys and doing some individual work. And, you know, but I'm a coach at heart, you know, and if I can have one guy in the gym, I really want more. You know, I want the whole team in there. So I got to stay calm and continue to just work individually with a few guys and trying to get better at that. And then at the same time, trying to work on my game a little bit, still trying to play a little bit. And it helps me to stay young for a little while longer, I guess.
Excellent segment by you and the rest of the coaches. Tony, have a great 4th of July weekend, and we will talk to you again on July 11th.
All right. Take care. You too.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College in Portland, Oregon. Now let's go to another beautiful city in the state of Oregon. It is Oregon City, Oregon, where Clackamas Community College is located, and talk to Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach there, his 41st year of coaching basketball, so I'm sure he's got a lot of sage advice on becoming a basketball coach, maybe a little better than Coach Campbell, right, Cliff?
Well, I can appreciate the sentiment, of course, but seriously, I think a young coach, I would say some of the same things that were mentioned earlier, you know, get out to camps, work camps, try to work. When I was a young coach, I worked 4, 5, 6 camps every summer. I went to every clinic I could. Keep going to clinics. I went to a couple of clinics this year, spoke at another clinic this year. I've worked with coaches 30-some years that I've never seen at a clinic. But I think that's how you expand. You get ideas and networking, particularly as a young coach, and then get involved coaching. Make sure you're coaching somewhere. Don't worry about a paycheck. You know, if you volunteer, you volunteer. Try to assist, try to work with some really good coach that you can really gather knowledge from how he handles players and deals with situations in games and deals with situations with personalities, and continue to expand the network every chance you get. Use social media. Expand your network with LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. You know, connect with other coaches. And explore the wealth of knowledge on the internet today. That's one thing that's changed so much since I was young coaches. You can find so many things, and you can go right to video clips of just about anything you want to see. So learn that stuff, you know, gather knowledge, be a sponge, keep learning, and like Tony said too, make sure you love it, because if you don't love it, you're not going to last in the profession. It takes a lot to have longevity in the profession. You need to take care of yourself too. You need to take care of your family around you. You need to keep your priorities straight. You need to work hard. You need to exercise yourself.
Very good advice, per usual. Cliff, is there ever such a thing in basketball as being prepared when it comes to game preparation?
I think probably anybody that's coached very long has had a situation where they felt like after a game their players didn't really respond and react the way they thought they did, and perhaps they gave them too much to think about, so that they were thinking too long and instead of reacting. So, yeah, I think you can give people too much.
Cliff, your preparation, what does it entail? You've always had great assistant coaches, and I know that was mentioned tonight, and you include the whole group in there and get feedback. But, you know, give us a couple of keys to your preparation without giving away the proprietary information.
Well, you know, we'll go through films and we'll key on things. We'll start with looking at stats because we want to know who the key players are and, you know, who we're looking for and how they're getting their scores. We want to look at tendencies. We want to look at weaknesses and strengths and figure out how we're going to take away those opponents' those opponents' strengths and attack their weaknesses and come up with a game plan and try to keep it fairly simple. We try to limit ourselves to 2, 3, 4 offensive keys and similar defensive keys and then maybe a couple of general keys. And if you've got 6 or 8 keys for kids to focus on as primary goals, that's usually plenty.
Cliff, I also do a little basketball preparation. I'm doing it this summer. I just watched an interview with Coach Bill Self, and I have asked you guys this question, but it was interesting. What will automatically get a player on the bench? And his comment was, I thought a great one for all of basketball, if they take a play off. He said he didn't mind anyone making a mistake, but if they take that play off, they're going to be sitting next to him.
I totally agree with that. If you're not going to give 100%, there is absolutely no reason for you to be on the floor. I totally support that. I would do the same thing myself.
And along those lines, Cliff, when you substitute, and this is a question probably great for any basketball coach, but you're 41 years, you have so much expertise and success in the fact when you substitute, do you like to talk to every player that comes out of the game, or is sometimes that not necessary?
Sometimes that's not necessary. Sometimes that's not even a very good idea. We try to, you know, say something to each player eventually, but sometimes depending on the situation, the player needs to, you know, come off the floor and sit down and collect his thoughts and compose himself or so forth before you try and talk to him.
And, you know, the flip side of that, is it a confidence builder to talk to those players sometimes, say, hey, you're doing great, you're going to be back in there, but take a little rest?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a time to reaffirm what our greatest goal is. And our greatest goal is to do the play right perfectly the next time. So if the player has not executed or executed very poorly and it's something that's explainable and fixable, you tell him that, you give him another chance to do it, and you expect perfection the next time. You try to focus on the concrete goal and shape it as a positive. That's what we try to do.
As my business partner, Gordon Kiyokawa, always says, Cliff, don't tell Greg anything or don't ask about his memory because he can remember everything. I can remember first time I ever met you. And I want you to close on got about a minute, Cliff. I met you at the Child Center. First time I ever talked to you in depth in 1984. And I forget what we were doing, but Earl Childs passed away this past week. That's been a great building that he built at University of Portland.
Yeah, he really did, and they really got that one right. That's a small arena, but it's just an absolutely cozy, intimate facility. And I've been able to see so many great clinics and so many great games there over the years, high school, college games, and so forth. It's just been a great venue for sports. And I did see that Mr. Childs passed away, and I thought about him, and I thought about his legacy and the great donation he made that's provided all these wonderful memories at Child Center.
Very well said. We'll close on that, Cliff. You have a nice 4th of July weekend. We'll talk to you again on July 11th.
Thanks so much. Thanks for doing the show and to all the coaches. Good night, Greg.
You betcha. Thank you, Cliff. That's our show for tonight. We'll be back July 11th. We're going to take a week off. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.